Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Every praise is to my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give him a crazy praise. Give him a crazy shout on the day. If he's done anything for you, if he woke you up this morning, if he gave you health and strength this morning, if he started you on your way this morning, if he had you just share love with somebody else this morning, hug your kids this morning, if you were just able to get to work safe and come back home this morning, give him a praise because he deserves all the praise. Give him a praise because he's God by himself, and he don't have to have a reason for us to praise him. It's just because we love him and we adore him and we want to and have the desire to praise him. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Rise and Grind for Jesus. And I am your host, that guy, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for another day. Amen, amen, amen. Before we go into prayer, go grab your tablets. Most of all, grab your Bible. We will be in scripture on today. We will be in the word on today. And we're going to be in it. We're going to eat it. We're going to get obese today on the word. Amen, glory to God. So please grab your tablets, your pens, your pencils, your Bible. And let's come together and let's eat together. Let's fellowship one with another. Amen. So with that being said, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, the God of all mercies and compassion, whose mercy cannot be measured and whose love for mankind is without limits. As unprofitable servants, we bow down in reverence and fear before thy gracious majesty, and we humbly offer thee this thanksgiving of our prayers for all the benefits thou hast bestowed upon our nation, our homes, our family, our friends, our churches. We glorify, praise you, and magnify thee as our Lord, our Master, as our benefactor. We bow down to you, Father. Oh, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. You are priceless, you are loving and kind. We pray that in the same way that thou hast already blessed us, heard our prayers and fulfilled them, so also in the time to come as we flourish in love and virtue as a result of thy blessings. Grant always to accept our thanksgiving, our supplications, and grant that we may bring glory to thy holy name in each day we walk on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for another day, and thank you for starting it your way. Amen. Glory to God. We've been in a series of prayer, and we've talked all about all kinds of prayer. So today I'm going to do something different. And we're going to talk about prayer. It's not going to be no different subject, but we're going to talk about prayer. Like I said, please have your pens, your Bibles, take these scriptures down. Amen. The first one is 1 Thessalonians 5:17, where it says, pray without ceasing. I don't believe that this is This scripture literally means to never stop praying. I would say that Jesus probably came closer to never stopping than any person who has ever lived on this planet. He was continually in a prayer mode. He prayed alone. He prayed in public, before meals, before important decisions, before healing, after healing. He prayed to do the Father's will. Among other things, he also taught on the importance of prayer. He taught on the importance of prayer. And the first scripture we're going to go to is the book of Matthew, amen, chapter 21. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for this assignment, and thank you for giving us this information on this day. If you go with me to chapter 21 and starting at verse 21, we'll start right there. Amen. So Jesus answered and said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. If you ask for it in prayer, believe that you shall receive." Now, that don't mean ask for nonsense, $16 million, a fleet of Cadillacs, 16 houses. That don't mean nonsense like that. I try to ask for things that's going to help me inherit the kingdom of God, help me push someone else toward God, help me give someone else directions or wisdom of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Because nowhere in the scriptures does anyone cast a mountain into the sea. But through faith, a faith-filled prayer, amen, Why couldn't we? You might not pray of a physical mountain into the sea, but that mountain that's before you, that thing that hinders you, that thing that you just can't seem to get around, get over, or get under, if you just pray without ceasing, if you just pray and ask, pray and ask, pray and ask, it's a continuous thing. It's a lifestyle of living. Amen. This is likely the kind of act. However, the Pharisees and teachers also asked of Jesus. They asked Jesus, why do he make statements like that? But God loves his children to accomplish great things through prayer. God loves us to accomplish great things through prayer. And most of those great things is for the building of the kingdom of God, to give God glory, to help God's children, to uplift the kingdom of God, to be in the will of God. Great things that are useful to his people. Amen. And to his servants, your fellow Christian, your family. If your family is struggling in the area, if a member of your family is struggling in the area, be it health, be it recovery of some sort, be it some kind of addiction, be it thievery, whatever it may be, believe me, with the word of God, if you pray hard enough, if we pray, we can pray them out. Intercessory prayer. They don't have to even know that you're praying. We talked about getting that prayer closet. We talked about getting that that place where you know that you can meet God there on Sunday. First Lady talked about holy ground. You can't allow people. That place is a sacred place. No shoes, no socks, no funky thing. It is you and God. You want to smell the essence of the heavenlies. You want to be in a presence of a spirit that you can just open up and confess all your sins. You can open up and cry out. You don't have to worry about who cares, who sees you, who hears you, because that is a personal place between you and God. And we all should have one, if not two or more. Amen. There's no limit on there. Amen. But we can accomplish great things through prayer, but only when it is within God's purpose. Only when it is within God's purpose. So there's no need us go, I'm going to pray for this Rolls Royce. You ain't got a license yet. You ain't got a permit yet. You don't have money to take care of this car. So on and so on. We got to be realistic and pray for things that you know God will desire us to have. We talked about it last week. If you go with me, like I said, we're in the Bible tonight. If you go with me to the book of Matthew in chapter 7, verse 7, we talked about it on our first week. Keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking. The Bible says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to whom who knocks, it will be open. Or what man is there among you who, if the son asks for bread, will give him stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law of the prophets. Amen. There's God just gave us instructions how we could do things, how things could be done. Amen. Knock, seek, but you just can't get up in the morning. Oh, I'm going to knock down the doors of heaven and I'm going to pray today. In 5 minutes, you up or you done fell asleep. We got to get in there, sweat, cry, snot. And I'm not telling anyone how to pray, but give your all. Let God know you serious. Let God know that you're coming to him humble. You coming to him open. You coming to him not hiding anything. You are coming to him so true. He already know. So it's best we just go honestly. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just really want to make sure that we're getting the information tonight. I'm just overjoyed because I know that this information is good information. Amen. And sometimes we just have to sit back and allow the Holy Spirit to have his way and do what it has to do. Amen. Go to the book of John chapter 15 and we're going to start at verse 5. Amen. But we're going to focus on verse 7. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered and cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. But if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. What are you praying for? What are you praying for? Or how are you praying that God moves in your life? What kind of things are you asking God for? What are you truly going to the kingdom of God for? Amen. What are you going for? Are you going for material things? Are you going for wisdom and more understanding of the word of God? Or how to impart the wisdom of God into your children or your family members. Amen. The book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place. And there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." But he said to them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach these also, because for this purpose I have come forth." Amen. And he was preaching in the synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. That is a power that was upon Jesus that he has. I believe if we pray hard enough for that power, if we pray that God bless us with that power to heal, when we preach, the words will heal and deliver. We just don't wake up saying, "Oh, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do what I'm going to go lay hands on this person." We have to seek the Lord for these kind of powers. We have to seek the Lord for that, because Jesus did this. So he prayed in a solitary place before his day began, so that he can what? Commune with the Father, amen, his Father, and prepare himself for the challenges ahead. Even when their plans seem laid out for them, Christ's followers need a time to listen for the Father's will for our lives. Take time out to pray, time out to listen, take time out to hear what the Father is saying. Take time out. This is the time that we can build this super relationship with our Father like no other time. We are in a place of prayer. We're in a season of learning how to pray, when to pray, what to pray for, how to pray. Just cease. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. If we follow the instructions of the Bible, we're in a prayer mode. We're in the mode of praying. We're praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 9. We have more scripture. I can't elaborate as much on every scripture, but I can give us scripture on tonight. The Holy Spirit can give us information that we can take back and use it and apply it in our everyday life. Amen. Chapter 9. And we're going to start at verse 18. And it happened as he was alone praying that his disciples joined him. And he asked them, saying, "Who do the crowd say I am?" So they answered and said, "John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets has risen again." But it happened, he was alone praying. Jesus was alone praying. He modeled for humanity the importance of praying continually, seeking to know God's will and ways, asking the disciples for their opinion of the crowd serves only as an introduction to the critical question, who did they believe Jesus to be? See, he said, "Who do the crowd say I am?" But he was trying to really find out who they knew he was, or who they thought he was. But it goes back to, he was alone. He prayed continually. He was alone praying. You could be on your job praying. You could be jogging, praying, exercising, praying, babysitting, praying. Whatever you're doing, you can always spend time with the Lord, because it comes from within. You pray from your heart. We don't always have to, I mean, if you in your prayer closet, are you somewhere that you can verbally speak it out, and that's how you want to do it? Amen. Nobody's stopped. Amen. Praise God. But if you're in a place that you're at your work, or you someplace, just pray from your heart. Because a lot of times sitting at them desks or at them jobs, Lord, please help me get through this day. Lord, please don't have me. And we're going to keep it real. Don't have me cuss nobody out today. Please don't let, because things pop up in our lives. And we can say, "I'm over it." You might be over it. But you know, in all honesty, that how often you need to pray and what you need to pray for. And most of the time is, Lord, help me keep my mouth shut. Lord, help me keep my eyes on you. Lord, help me keep my focus on you. Lord, help me be who you called me to be. Don't let me come out of myself today. Gird my tongue, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. We have to speak and ask. When we're praying for understanding. We're praying for wisdom and ways to become better Christians, better men and women and children of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are praying to be better than we were a few minutes ago, a few seconds ago. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Luke chapter 22, real quick, and we're going to go to verse 39. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I love going in this word, getting this word, because I know it's coming from a place where it's written, it's just heavenly. Amen. Coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives as he was accustomed. See that? He went to a place where he was accustomed. Are you accustomed to going to your prayer closet? Are you accustomed to waking up, spending time with God before you brush your teeth? Are you accustomed to spending time with God before you get your first cup of coffee or tea? Are you accustomed to spending time with God before your feet hit the floor? Are you accustomed to spending time with the Father before you exit the door in the morning, before you put your clothes on? Are you accustomed to praying for someone else? Are you accustomed to pray that you be better than I was yesterday, praying for your family, praying for your neighbor, praying for your ministry, interceding for someone who don't know Christ? Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. He was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. And when he came to a place, he said to them, pray that ye may not enter temptation. Plain and simple. Lord, don't let me enter this casino today. Don't let me get caught up hanging around people I ain't supposed to be hanging around. Don't let me get caught up in the speakeasy today. Don't let my mind wander off and I'm somewhere where I ain't supposed to be. Don't let my mind wander off and I got thoughts that has nothing to do with you. I got thoughts of lust. I got thoughts of confusion. I got thoughts of doubt. I got thoughts of suicide. I got thoughts of craziness. I got thoughts of murder. No. No, Lord, please keep me, keep me, keep me, that I may not enter into temptation on today. Not just today, but the next 5 minutes, the next time, every time you think you feel temptation or something that is not of God coming upon you. Father God, he has given us a tool that we can, by direct source, all we have to do is open our mouth and be sincere from our heart. I'm fearful right now. I feel weak right now. I feel weak in the area that I have fallen before. But I come to you asking you, Father, shut that fallen door. Build me a new one, Father. Build me an elevator that goes straight up and not down. Let me move forward and not backwards. Praying when you are praying. And who are you praying for? And whom are you praying to? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's try. We're going to keep it as real, because everybody's not praying to Jesus. Everybody's not praying to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of John again, when Jesus was praying in public. Amen. John chapter 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 41. Yes, Lord. I'm going to start at verse 40. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Ain't that something? That's Jesus talking. That's Jesus. Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound, hands and foot, with grave cloths, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Do you believe that you had the power to raise the dead? There's some dead things in our lives. There's some dead things in your neighbor's life. There's some dead things in your community. There's some things that are dying, and God has given us the power. He say, I know you hear me, but I'm doing this so they'll know that you see me, that you hear me, that you answer me. Do you believe that kind of way when you make a prayer to somebody, when you're standing in the mall and you pray to somebody and you pray a healing prayer over their body and you touch their body, do you know and trust and believe that God is going to use that hand to transfer healing power through that body to make them healed? Then when you say, heal now. But you only get like that when you spend so much time with God that every time you pray, everything that you see it, boom, 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 boom. Now, he did it in front of the people, not for bragging rights, not to boast on, not to say, look at me, but to let them see, look at my Father. I know you're going to do it. He said, I know you're going to do it. Go right over to the next book, chapter 12, verse 27. This is how he rolled in public. This is how he, now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Ain't that something? For this, we see Jesus in his full humanity. His soul was troubled, not because he wavered in his purpose, because he knew the suffering he would endure in bearing the sins of the world. Not only would he experience physical torture, but he would be separated from the Father. How many of us ever been separated from the Father? It seems like he ain't hearing you. He ain't answering you. Do you know how you feel? It's almost like like you're just lost. Especially after you done got saved and you done built a relationship with him and you know him, you know his voice when you hear it. You done walked around, you done talked to God while you're cooking, stirring up the greens, flipping the chicken, flipping the burger. You talking to God and he just bringing this supersonic joy all through your life all day long. And you just separated from all that? I don't know if I would love to experience that. Hallelujah. He suffered. He would endure and bearing the sins of the world. Not only would he experience physical torture, but he would what? Be separated from the Father. But nevertheless, Jesus was obedient to the point of even death. Obedient even to the point of death. Some of us don't even want to go through a little something. Some of us don't even want to go through nothing. But we will suffer for Christ's sake. He is in us. We have to suffer. Just like he suffered for us, we're suffering for somebody else. Some of us can't get to our full potential because when it comes to suffering and trials and tribulations, we run and we try to hide and we don't want to be bothered and we stop praying and we just cowardly lay on the floor. Let's let the devil stomp on you and beat you and kick you like you're a little rag doll, throw you all around and won't even fight. And there's people connected to your fight. They waiting for you to stand up. They waiting for the bell to ring. They waiting for you to come out, throw some hooks and some jabs so they can make it. They're waiting on us so they can make it. Hallelujah. I want to talk about prayer the prayers that Jesus made before important decisions. Let's go to the book of Luke. Amen. Hallelujah. Please take these scriptures, pass them on to somebody, keep them for yourself, write them down, put them on the refrigerator, put them on your computer, put them on your phone, put them in your pocket, put them on your desk at your office, put them on your bike if you ride bikes, or exercise bike, put them on your dumbbells, put them in your kitchen over your favorite pot. Put them on your favorite bowl of cereal, your favorite box of cereal, your favorite oatmeal, your favorite juice. So they're everywhere. It's a battlefield. It's not easy. This is the battle we're in. And the more we proclaim that we are of Christ, the more the enemy going to find out. And we have to be ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 6 and starting at verse 12. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself. And from them he chose 12 whom he also named apostles. Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew, his brother James, and John, Philip, and Bartholomew, Matthew, and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zealot, Judas, and the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor. Now, it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray. Because, see, Luke frequently focused on Jesus' prayer life, showing how it was indispensable to his life and ministry. Listen, when you see a leader in the church, your bishop, your pastor, your apostle, your leader, and you always come and you always wondering, why is they letting this person do this? Why did they send that person out? Why is this person always leading praise and worship? Why? Because they've been before the Lord getting instructions of who to use. Those are very important decisions that has to be made for the church, for the ministry, for the soul. So they just can't, because you, they brother, they sister, they best friend, going to make you the praise and worship leader or tell you, oh, you can come preach today. No, they have to go before the Lord. And the Lord will tell them who's ready, who's worthy, and who you could trust. Hallelujah. That is another part of prayer, because that is an important decision. That is nothing to be played with. I see people in the church get mad. Piano this week. I can't play the keyboard this week. Oh, but you need me. It ain't have nothing to. Listen, we have to mature and understand. You, first of all, you should know what kind of leader you have. If you know you have a prayer leader, you ever come to church and you be sitting in and the service stuff and the shepherds start and they start praying and before you know it, all the breakthrough and hell is breaking loose in somebody's life. Now it's getting fixed. People are screaming out. People are confessing. People are running to the altar. People are snotting, crying, and fellowshipping. People are wanting to be saved, and people are raising their hand. That's because they have a relationship with God. You should honor that. You should be happy that you have someone like that as a shepherd. And it has nothing to do that they like you less than they like somebody else. Because the time they call you to do something else, you wouldn't want somebody else to say, look at her, who she thinks she is. That's not how it goes. Those are decisions that has to be made. Amen? Those are decisions that has to be made. Even Jesus had to do the same thing, including choosing the 12 disciples, his closest associates. Who do you pray that God put around you? You know, I think about the friends I had when I was a teenager and growing up, and the things how we lived and the things I thought was cool and how we did these things and these things.
unless and there's a change, not to say I'm better, but I can't be having them around me living that kind of a dark way. And I say I'm living in the light. I'm living for Christ, and they're living for somebody else, or they don't trust and believe in Christ, or they don't have a prayer life, or they don't go to church, or they're not trying to hear that right now. Then I have to separate myself. It doesn't say that I think I'm better, but I know I can make a better decision. And that is what prayer life does. Everybody enters your home. And my wife talked about that before. We at the door, especially when you bring in strange people, even our family members. Father God, don't let them come in here with nonsense. Father God, break every chain that's not like you. No hidden cigarettes, no dirty jokes, no coming here, dropping nothing off, hiding it in here, saying it was already here. None of that stuff. So you have to be the strong man in your house. The Bible says, how can a burglar rob you unless he tie you up and bound you up, and then he can rob you? But no, understand me. We have to make decisions through prayer. We have to hear from the Father. We have to hear from the Father. Amen. Even before Jesus healed people, even before he healed, he prayed. I got scripture. I got scripture to back it up. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even before he healed people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 7. Verses 34 through 35. Amen. Even before, let's start at 33. Hallelujah. And he took him aside from the multitude, and he put his finger in his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. Immediately his ears were opened, and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded them that they should tell no one. But the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. Amen. When God, he told them, listen, don't tell nobody. I'm going to do this because I know it is my Father's will, and he's given me the power, and he's given me instructions to do so. Amen. Glory to God. Now, Jesus heals a deaf man with impeded speech. Amen. In a very personal way, such as healing miracles were expected of the Messiah. Amen. That these miracles would be done for the Gentiles was a complete surprise. Although the modern custom is to bow one's head and close one's eyes during prayer, Jesus often looked to heaven as he prayed. God gives no set rituals or posture for prayer. It is all about a person's heart. He often looked to heaven as he prayed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He often looked to heaven as he prayed. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to back it up with scripture. I stall to make sure I can find scripture to back up. And he said, and when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fish and divided among them all. That's chapter 6, verse 41. Hallelujah. That's chapter 6, verse 41. Amen. He knew Listen, I'm going to give you another one because this is good stuff. This is good stuff. Go with me to the book of Mark, chapter 16. This is good stuff. This is the kind of stuff we eat daily. At your house, change your menu, change the recipe. Then he took the five loaves and the two fish and looking up where? To heaven. Hallelujah. To heaven. To heaven. To heaven. Go with me to the book of Matthew. 26:36. Now this is beautiful. This is beautiful work. Jesus is doing beautiful things. He's doing beautiful things through prayer. He's doing beautiful things through obedience. He's doing beautiful things showing the Father respect and honor. Hallelujah. He's doing beautiful things. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 through 44. Amen. We're going to talk about Jesus praying in the garden. Amen. This is doing his Father's will. Amen. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, as you will. Come on now. Listen to me. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them sleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away again and prayed a third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hand of a sinner. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. Now, I don't know about you. I would feel kind of, you know, if my pastor, my shepherd asked me to sit somewhere and pray or stay here and watch while they pray, and every time they come back, I'm asleep. Now, I don't know how some people may feel about that, but I'm just speaking for me. I would feel kind of embarrassed. Amen. But what profound seeming emotion Jesus must have felt as his arrest grew near. The Greek word translated sorrowful and deeply distressed referred to the intense grief and extreme anguish. The phrase even to death is found often in the separate and refers to a sorrow so overpowering that it almost kills. Isn't that something? A sorrow that is so overpowering that it almost kills. This intense anguish is further proof that Jesus was completely human, as well as fully divine. Wow. I don't know about you. That's really deep to me. Just to think about that. That's there. Human desires are often noble and right, yet our falling state often overpowers our finest impulse by our fleshly nature. Though Peter had boasted he would never deny the Lord, his flesh would lead him otherwise. Three times Jesus implored his heavenly Father to remove the cup of the cross from him, if such a thing was possible. And three times he received silence in return, which he rightly took as a divine no. Can you accept the divine no? Father says no. Not now. Not yet. Suffer a little longer. Go through it a little more. Not yet. No. Not harshly, but just a silence. Jesus took it as a divinely no. He just accepted it and took it as a no. Wow. Ain't that something? And Jesus implored his heavenly Father to remove the cup of the cross from him, if such a thing was even possible. And not one time, not two times, three times he received silence and return, which he rightly took, not thought or imagined. He rightly took as a divine note. Although the book of Luke reports that an angel came to strengthen him, surely God would have granted Jesus' request if any other means existed to save the human race. It was still about saving us. It was still about carrying our sins. It was still about standing in the gap for us. It was still about interceding for us, payment for us. Even he went to the Father three times. How many times have you went somewhere to the bank and they just turned you down? You went to your significant other and they said no. Are we prepared for Christ? No. Are you prepared for the Lord's? No. Even if you done prayed for 60 hours straight, can we be prepared for his no? That is a place that only, that's why that was given to Jesus. That's the cross he had to carry. We all have our crosses. That was his cross. What are we doing to strengthen our cross? What are we doing to strengthen our walk, to strengthen our relationship with Christ? How are we building our divine communication? How? The other day, Sunday, first day, he talked about the burning bush. How? When are you seeing and hearing from the Father? What is your communication tool? What is your prayer life like with the Father? How swiftly is he answering you? And if he's not answering you, can you receive it? And if he is answering you, are you giving him praise? Are you giving him thanks? What is your communication and prayer life and your home life? Is it just you? Is it the family? Is it just two? Is it none? Is there a prayer life in your home? Hallelujah. Let's think about that. We'll be right back.
There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Put your praise on it, stamp it, and ask God to approve it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am so sorry that I am overwhelmed with this word that I have almost forgotten the time. Amen. So we're going to do one more scripture, and we're going to pray out, and we're going to ask God to put the spirit of prayer all over us. Amen. Not just today, not just tomorrow, but forevermore. Amen. The book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 35 says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." Hallelujah. He found a solitary place and there he prayed. Hallelujah. Have you ever noticed that how some sayings or some well-known sayings rub us a certain way or the wrong way because they are so true? Amen. For example, you always have time to do the things that you consider important. Those words have a way of reminding us that we choose to do something that we want to do while avoiding others that we probably should be doing. Amen. That what makes Jesus' early morning meeting with his Father so impressive. Jesus could have slept in, could have risen early to get a jump on the day activities, but Jesus knew something that each of us must learn. Nothing is more important than the time spent alone with God. The time spent alone. We really need to grasp that alone time with Christ Jesus. I hope that the word penetrated today. I hope it did what God intended for it to do. I want us to continue this lesson. We have it is so much information, and as long as God gives me breath and God is using me and God set me up and God give me information, we're going to do this until it becomes us each and every day, all day, no matter what's going on in our lives and no matter which way our lives are going. We have to, and we're going to learn to pray. Amen. So I thank all our listeners. I thank all our sponsors. I thank everybody who's been supporting the ministry. I thank everybody who's been supporting Reign of Glory Revival Ministry is doing such a great job on Sundays. And we have the First Lady is even doing prayer on Wednesday mornings. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Alana Waters and her ministry doing great things on Thursday. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to just thank everybody because we don't want to leave nobody out. And we want everyone to know True Vine International Ministries is doing great things, and we're standing in the gap for Pastor Alona Waters, who is just a phenomenal woman of God, a phenomenal singer, a worshiper, praiser. We just praying that all is well with her on this day, and God is having his way, and he's making moves as we speak. Amen. With that being said, let us pray our way out and give God praise. I praise thee, O God, for our Father, our brothers, our sisters, our brothers. We bless you, Father. We just bless you. Enlighten our minds, Father. Keep all our senses that henceforth we pray, Father, that we walk upright and keep thy commandments. And may we finally attain unto eternal life, even to thee, who art the source of our life, and be admitted to the glorious fruitation of thine and acceptable light. For thou art our God. And unto thee, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed glory now and forevermore unto ages of ages. Father, we come to you confessing that we tend to have a heart that is filled with whining and complaining instead of gratitude. Please forgive us. Help us learn to see your hand at work in our life. We want to trust you even when we don't understand our circumstances. So right now, we choose to praise you, glorify you, love you, lift you up, trust in you, believe in you, walk with you, do you, be you, say what you want us to say, do what you want us to do. We say these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you for what you've already done. Amen. So we're going to make sure all turn next week so we can continue to understand about prayer and the importance of prayer, the different kinds of prayer. So with that being said, Father, we worship you today.
Even from my very existence, I knew I was created to be a worshiper. As a child growing up in the church, I may not have knew the plan of God for my life, but I definitely knew that I was purposed. So now as you begin to listen to my musical diary, it is my prayer that you would begin to discern the heart that I have for God. And in discerning the heart that I have for God, get a clear understanding of what you were placed here for as well. Listen.
My life is a testimony. My heart is an open vessel. My will is the bird that yields to your will. My walk is the way you lead. My talk is the words you feed. My praise is the sweetest sound to your ear. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you, we worship you today, hallelujah, 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 we worship you. Testimony unto you. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no other God for me. There's no other name I give all the praise. So we sing it.
Hallelujah.
Lift those hands and say,
Hallelujah.
Come on and give him glory.
Hallelujah.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Yes, we do.
We worship
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands and sing.
Hallelujah.
We worship you.
We worship
you. Yes, we do.
We worship you.
Yeah. Come on, let's begin to magnify you.
Hallelujah.
We worship you.
We worship.
Yes, we do.
We worship.
Yeah.
Because of what you've done, not because of what you brought us out of, but we worship you because of who you are. Oh, 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 oh,
we worship.
Yes, we do.
We worship.
Come on, come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We adore you.
Hallelujah.
until next time, good night.